For CJLO News, I'm Zach Jutra. During the Grand Prix races in Montreal, advocates warned of a darker side to the festivities. Before the Grand Prix races, the Concertation des luttes contre l'exploitation sexuelle, or La CLE, a feminist community organization, launched its Un Trop Grand Prix sexual exploitation awareness campaign. This campaign is in its 12th year. In a press release, La CLE said this year's campaign aims to, quote, remind people that the purchase of sexual acts is a criminal act in Canada. The purchasing of sexual acts has been illegal in Canada since 2014. Jenny Laure Sully, a community organizer for La CLE, spoke about the sex work that takes place during big events.
Whenever you have big events and you have in big urban areas a situation where there's like a concentration of people in big urban areas, prostitution goes up. The pimps see that as an opportunity to make more money.
Not everyone agrees with La CLE's mission. Jen Clayman, a mobilization and communications coordinator at Stella, an organization run by and for sex workers, said this while referring to La CLE.
They're extremely anti-sex work. They're a group that relies and pushes for the use of criminal laws and the use of the carceral system to address violence against women. They assume that all sex work in and of itself is violent, and so they make no distinction between sex work and exploitation.
In an email response, the SPVM said their officers are extra vigilant during major international events, including the Grand Prix. With lots of people in the city, they pay, quote, particular attention to the demand for sexual services from minors. Sully said people have come forward to tell La CLE about their experiences with pimps recruiting younger women.
From parents, from the survivors of the sex trade also, who've been there, who say, during that time, I received text messages from pimps telling me, do you have a younger friend that you could refer to us?
Outside of the Grand Prix weekend, La CLE will continue their campaign with a podcast that is set to release over the summer. Sully added that the podcast will make sure the voices of survivors are heard. For more news, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO on Spotify.